T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to a Football Monday Live at Chickies and Pete's in South Philadelphia. The Marks and Reese Show, Johnny Marks and Ike Reese. And Ike, I tried to tell you on Friday, don't sleep on Ryan Fitzpatrick. Don't overlook this player. He's good. Don't make the mistake. No, I kid. I was the one that was.
Well, you weren't the only one, and the whole city was. The whole city was. So, you know, that's what, you know, not only that concerned me, but the idea that we have problems scoring points. And that's really what the bottom line is. And that the defense isn't the same on the road as it is at home. All those things played itself out yesterday. Eagles find themselves at 1-1 after a I don't even know how you – you know, you look at this game. It wasn't a tough loss. I don't know. It wasn't a tough loss, I guess. You know, you may say it was a tough loss, but I thought Tampa was in control of the game for most of the game. Eagles, give them credit. They didn't lay down. That's the heart of a champion. That's a championship characteristic this roster has.
Yep.
They didn't lay down and almost came back and found themselves in the game had they been able to get a defensive stop late in the game and forced the Bucs to punt. But that really was sort of the issue yesterday. When you look at the game, I guess it's sort of fitting that the defense couldn't get off the field late in the game, because really that's the storyline of the game. I know we'll focus on the offense and a lot of stuff to get through. The Carson Wentz news out there, a lot of stuff to get through on the offensive side of the ball. And they certainly left a little bit to be desired. But I thought the Bucs exploited something that has hurt the Eagles in the past when they've struggled on defense, which is they were able to get big plays, chunk plays, easy scoring drives. You can't have two scoring drives of one play, 75 yards. You start the game off with that. You're in the hole from the jump. And then when they tie the ball game back up eventually, the very next play for the Bucs, they go 75 yards again.
Yep.
So,
And that one was even worse because O.J. Howard should have been tackled multiple times.
Yeah.
It was a sloppy game. It was a sloppy play. I mean, at one point it's 3rd and 41. I was down at the game in Tampa, Ike. That was up in our. We were in the upper, like, corner of the end zone.
Yeah.
That was down on our side. 3rd and 41. I don't remember ever seeing something like that in the Eagles
game.
I've
never seen that. I've never seen 3rd and 40-something. I've never seen that. I've seen some 3rd and 30s or whatever, but 3rd and 40-something, I don't think I've ever seen that. And that really was the Achilles heel for the offense in the first half.
Yep.
They couldn't get out of their own way.
Nope.
Couldn't have any sustainable drives. When the defense finally settled down a little bit, the offense still couldn't get anything going. They couldn't get anything going.
You're right.
So That'll be sort of deodorized, although we'll talk about it, because I think it plays into some other things that we'll get into as the show goes on, as the week goes on, as it pertains to this team. But we can't bury the lead, brother.
No, because you had to figure that they were going to try to decide when Carson was if he was going to play, it'd be early. I didn't know it'd be at Doug's day after press conference. Very smart on the Eagles' part, mm-hmm, that they put it out there now. You know why? Now we're not focusing on yesterday's loss because Nick's not going to be starting on Sunday. Now we're talking about Carson Wentz coming back, and everybody's happy about it. So, yes, Carson Wentz has been cleared. When did this magical medical clearance happen? When did the doctor clear him? Last night? You know
what
I mean?
Well, anytime the reports start coming out weeks ago that he's gonna somehow should be ready to go by week 3, or it's likely he'll play in week 3, that sort of lets you know that somebody was putting that timetable out there. Everything that they had checked on him probably was good to go. And this is just me just guessing. Don't have any firsthand knowledge of it, but
sure seems like it.
I'm not sure how much healthier he's gotten in 2 weeks.
it's been 9 months, so you don't have to worry about that. The doctor actually spoke out and said, oh, you know, he's supposed to wait till after 9 months.
Yeah.
So you have
the
9 months. Cleared
that hurdle, yeah.
Right, exactly. Peter King, who was just kind of talking, saying, well, it looks like the Colts may be the team. Well, magically, the Colts. It makes sense. Home game. You can control the environment. You're at home. You're sandwiched in between two road games. So you get them at home. It's a good spot. Eagles play defense, as you already mentioned, plays much better at home. So it kind of makes sense. It makes sense that he would start week three, which is great. I'm excited. It'll be great to get him back there, out there. I know the players are excited also.
Yeah, everyone is.
Yep.
Everyone's excited, and I don't want people to take that as a slight towards Nick Foles. Obviously, Nick Foles has done his job. Eagles are 1-1. I don't think yesterday's game falls on Nick Foles' shoulder as to why they didn't win it. But there is no debate in my mind about who gives you the better chance at winning ball games, who makes this offense much more difficult to defend. It's Carson Wentz. I mean, that's not even – I don't even think that's debatable, quite frankly. And, you know, it's good to have the general back, and he's going to be out there, should provide the crowd with much-needed energy. Because, see, here's the problem. You know, you run the risk of going out there again without any type of spark on that side of the football, and you can have that home crowd turn against you. You know, you struggle to move the ball. You struggle to put the ball in the end zone with Nick back there as the quarterback and the lackluster weapons they have at their disposal with the new injuries now when you're talking about Mike Wallace being out for a while. Like, this stuff can lead to some bad mojo being around. So Carson is a great deodorant, not just for us as fans, man. Don't mistake what he means to these players and how excited they're going to be to get Carson Wentz back. They love Nick Foles just like we all do, and they support their teammate, and they played hard for him while he was out there.
But they know.
I said weeks ago, Carson Wentz, a player like that with that ability, brings a different level of excitement to everyone on the team, particularly on that side of the ball. When that dude's in the huddle, they all believe that every play is going to work. How many third and longs did he convert last year? How many situations did he convert?
Third down in red zone, he was best in the league, right?
This dude was out there converting third and 10s, third and 15s. Didn't matter. Didn't matter last year. So,
and you don't feel like at any point that the Eagles have much of a chance to get a third and 15.
Man, you're talking about running draws. Run a draw, let's get off the field. Don't turn the ball over.
Did it yesterday. I mean, if they're not getting 4 or 5 yards at a time on a pass, that's what you need. You need, like, 3 yards on first down on a run. Then you need a 5-yard pass to Ertz, and he falls down. Yeah. And then that makes it easy to get a first down.
Right.
With Wentz, you feel like that even week one, if he's rusty, he's a playmaker.
Mm-hmm.
Nick Foles is we love Nick Foles. He's not a playmaker like Carson Wentz
No.
is. But, here's the question, Ike, and we're going to get into Josh Gordon in the wide receiver position. Is Carson Wentz alone the magic elixir for what ails this offense, which is they don't have any – they have Nelson Aguilar and
– and Zach Ertz.
And Zach Ertz. And Zach Ertz.
I like Corey Clement.
I do, too.
Yeah, Corey Clement's been nice the first 2 weeks when he gets a chance to touch the ball.
But Zach Ertz, I mean, he's nice catching the ball, but then he falls down or he's just essentially tackled. There's not much yard after the catch with Ertz this year.
I mean, you know, and sometimes it's ball placement. Sometimes, you know, this is something he worked on last year. He was much better at last year, so you definitely know he has the ability to do it. You just got to get it done. You just got to get it done. He's never going to be a guy that breaks tackles. He's not Gronk. He's not Gronk. He's not Travis Kelce. He's not a guy that's going to break a bunch of tackles. But you get him in the open field, he should be able to make some things happen. But, you asked the question about Carson Wentz being the end-all to be-all, and I say no, he's not. He's not. And I think it's unfair and unrealistic to expect him to come in and be that, the cure-all for this Eagles offense. And that's why I believe right now that the Eagles are out there doing their homework, making phone calls, including, I would imagine, checking up on Josh Gordon and what it would take to get him from Cleveland and doing background work on him and what's the real issues with him. And I'm all for it. I'm all for it. You know, in this business, it's about talent. And there's risk with every player. And I know he has more than his fair share. And I won't deny those, and I won't even minimize them. But you get him on a contract that is favorable to the team, that if there are any issues, you walk away from him. And you certainly got to calculate that when you're talking about what you may have to give up to get him here. I would certainly inquire about it, but if the price is too rich for me, I walk away from it, and I continue.
What's your price?
I continue to look. You know, me, I wouldn't do more than a fifth rounder, and that's high.
No, I need a third. I need a conditional third.
Well, good luck finding one.
Well, you might. That's well, it. See, here's
no,
the problem.
No, here's the problem the Browns have. You're going to cut him or you're getting nothing. So it's not like the Browns are going to keep him. You've already showed your hand
by saying they were
when
cut
you
him.
Released the statement that you were going to release him. So the Browns don't have a ton of leverage. Only leverage the Browns have is a bidding war between
supply
other
and demand.
Teams. Yeah, that's
There's
the only
demand.
Leverage they have.
And the dummy Cowboys are one of the teams that really need him too.
Yeah.
So the two questions, is Carson alone enough, a magic elixir to solve what's wrong with the Eagles right now? And two, would you make a deal for Josh Gordon? I would not, Ike. I'm not interested in Josh Gordon. I wish him well.
Yeah, you like looking at Kamar Aiken.
I do not. You know that. I don't know what else you can do.
How about DeAndre Carter? Dez Bryant.
No, Dez Bryant doesn't seem like it's going to happen, right? Like, I would like to see Dez here. Here's what I know about Dez, right?
What?
That when he's on the field, he competes, right? Josh Gordon competes when he's on the field. The problem is he can't get on the field because of injuries, because the Browns even said he came in on Saturday. He was injured from a hamstring issue during a photo shoot, and he was acting unusual. Mm-hmm. What does that mean? A guy
I don't
who,
know.
Well, here's what it means to me. That in his striving for trying to remain sober, he's continuing to have issues with it. Mm-hmm. I actually feel bad for the guy. It's a disease. It's an illness. Mm-hmm. But it's just I need to focus my attention on guys that are going to be on the field, not guys that I'm going to need to lock in a room or have a bodyguard follow him around because he can't stay sober. Mm-hmm. The guy can't stay sober. So if I'm Howie Roseman, go get another J.J. but at the wide receiver position. Go figure something else out. And if you can't, then you're going to have to wait for your guys to get back.
No, we don't have time to do that. We don't have time to do that.
Well, if you don't get Josh Gordon,
Have you been looking at this offense?
If you don't get Josh Gordon, though, you're getting scrap heave. Let's be honest. Or you're getting J-Mac.
You're getting a talented guy if you get Josh Gordon.
Right.
If you don't get Josh Gordon, then you have to continue to look at the waiver wire. There are guys out there. Jeremy Maclin is out there.
I want Jeremy Maclin.
Jordan Matthews is out there. You know, so those are guys that you can look at also. Are guys you can look at also. But if you're looking at it from a talent level, neither one of those guys are Josh Gordon from a talent standpoint.
Oh, absolutely.
Standpoint.
You're right. No, Josh Gordon is one of the more talented players in the league. He is makes $790,000 a year. He's not eligible to be a free agent because he's had suspensions and he just literally hasn't played full seasons. Mm-hmm. And I'm rooting for the guy. But at some point, I just have to say, I can't deal with that. This is a professional organization. I don't have time to babysit a guy, right? Like he has big time issues, and he's laughing at. He does an Instagram today where he's watching NFL Network and he's laughing at the guys talking about how the Browns just couldn't trust him anymore. And he's taking a video while his trainer's working on him, mm-hmm. and he's just laughing at it. I need a professional, man. I don't need a guy that you're going to have to chase around. I'm not interested in that. I'll go with the guys we have.
I need a player. Well, the guys you have aren't good enough.
They are not.
They aren't good enough, so we're not doing that. That's not an option.
Are they good enough to win this week against the Colts at home?
I don't know.
I believe they are.
I don't think so.
Are they good enough to win in Tennessee next week against the Titans?
You can't even name the guys. Who are you talking about?
Maybe they are.
Who are you talking about?
If they can be 2-2 entering week five.
Could you
five,
tell me who the receivers are you're talking about?
Clay Aiken. Is that his name?
And
excuse
who else?
Me, Kamar Aikman.
And who else?
DeAndre Carter.
And who else? Nelson Agholor?
Perkins.
Okay.
Oh, he's a tight end there.
Yeah, right. yeah. A bunch of names. I don't know who these guys are.
Yeah, they're not any good. I'm not saying they're good.
Yeah, so how are they good enough to beat somebody?
So what are you going to do if you can't get Gordon because there's a team that wants to give up a third-round draft pick for him?
I just told you I would look to bring in Jeremy Maclin. I would check with Jordan Matthews. I'll see what else is out there.
Right. Well, that's what
I
would do now.
Here's what I know. You can't tell me that what they have now is good enough. It's not.
It's not good enough.
It's not good enough.
For right now, it's not.
Well, you don't know how long Alshon's going to be out.
I don't.
When you say for right now, you got Indy coming in here. You got to go on the road to Tennessee. You got Minnesota after that. And you got a short week versus the Giants. You could be looking, and you got a quarterback who hasn't played in almost a year.
A lot of football to be played.
Come on, man.
There's a lot of football to be played.
There's time to be throwing away games.
They're 1-1. They have a soft schedule coming up, a very, very winnable game.
There's no soft schedule.
So you tell me the Colts isn't an easier game compared to the other teams.
That's different than saying soft schedule.
Okay. No, but your softer part of the schedule is the next 2 weeks. And then you get blasted weeks 5, 6, 7, 8.
Did Tennessee just beat Houston?
They did.
With Blaine Gabbert?
They did. They did.
Did Houston not have Deshaun Watson and William
Houston
Fuller?
Houston
now
stinks.
Houston stinks.
You tell me they're good?
Well, they were supposed to be.
Let me see what they're
like. With Hopkins and Fuller and Lamar Miller and Deshaun Watson.
94-94. The Eagles are 6.5-point favorites over the Colts. That's a win.
Yeah, they were three.
Sunday,
they were 3.5-point favorites this past weekend. I thought you learned from that.
No, I didn't.
I thought you learned from that.
888-729-9494. It's the Marks and Reese Show. Obviously,
start listening to me.
Listen, and I'm the grumpy one this week. I got in after 2:00 this morning.
I don't know why you're grumpy. You just came back from Florida. You ought to be happy.
I was at Gymboree at 8:45 this morning.
Exactly.
All right, I enjoyed that. Why am I grumpy?
Yeah,
I was down there for 36 hours and the game sucked.
Oh, that game didn't suck.
Speak for yourself.
It's grumpy because you thought it was going to be a blowout. And it went nowhere near a blowout. It was almost a blowout for the Eagles.
I spent $30 in water at the stadium yesterday.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.